If country music speaks to you at all, you've been to Nashville, Tennessee, in your mind at least. Nashville is a mystery. It's hard to know what's phony and what's true. The music is real, very real, painfully real sometimes, but the city is full of hokey, goofy tourist traps and dreamers. It's a muggy Friday night, and a young man in tight blue jeans sings for two people in a tacky sidewalk cafe. Pitchers of beer on plastic patio furniture, 15 feet from one of the busiest intersections in town. Across the street is the Country Music Hall of Fame, and nearby, the Hank Williams Jr. Museum, George Strait's Texas Connection, Nashville Cowboy Western Wear, the Car Collectors Hall of Fame, and the George Jones Gift Shop. It's this man's second night in town. Maybe he has the determination to stick it out, and soon he'll be singing inside a bar. And maybe one night after a show, someone will hand him a business card, and he'll have a manager. And the manager will get him a gig as an opening act, and then a recording contract, and a producer. And maybe he'll get a hit, make lots of money, and have a road band and a tour bus with his name on it, a white hat, and a suit with sequins. He'll sing under spotlights, and cameras will flash before him, and money and women in town after town. He'll have temptations and make hard choices. This moment is simple. From here on out, it could get complicated.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is country music, and this is George Jones! Come on!
George Jones began singing on the streets of Beaumont, Texas as a boy. The Jones folklore says his daddy was a drunk and forced him to perform. But the boy had a good voice and a three-quarter size Gene Autry guitar, and he'd been listening to the Grand Ole Opry on the radio. He quit school in the seventh grade, and before long was singing those songs in the honky-tonks of East Texas. And now it's been 45 years, and he is as famous as you can be in the world of country music, the Frank Sinatra of his art. He's made and lost millions of dollars, once was married to Tammy Wynette. He was cursed by alcohol, and there were some lost times, but he never stopped singing. In the last few years, he's gained control, and now he's trying to do what every younger man with a recording contract is doing in Nashville, trying to make a hit record. George Jones is itching to be back on top.
Come home to me. Come home to me. I can't take one more night. Come on home.
I don't know about that last one, but I think we can do it there.
Yeah, let's do it. That sounds great.
Baby.
Any of those keys.
It's 10 a.m. at a recording studio in Nashville, where Jones has been making an album on and off for 6 months.
The moon, the moon, the moon. How's it? Let's see. The moon.
I don't know what the melody is.
The moon, your window is my shade of blue.
Today, he's trying out a new song, warming up his voice, joking around with the musicians, and Kyle Lenning, the record producer.
Baby, I believe we might make it.
Yeah! Woo! That's great!
We found the key. What are you in there?
A. A. Good.
Well, let's go to A flat.
No. Kyle Lenning is respected in Nashville, most recently producing the young superstar Randy Travis. Kyle has a reputation for working well with singers, helping to choose songs, arrangements, studios, microphones, and session musicians.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
It sounds great. I'm taking it mono.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay, it sounds neat.
There are 12 musicians here today. Piano, bass, fiddle, electric guitar, steel guitar, two acoustic guitars, three backup singers, and George Jones. Kyle's job is to coax this chaos into harmony. George Jones is standing inside an isolation booth, a cigarette in his hand, a microphone before him. They get right to work.
and three beats and.
The first session or two that I did, it was hard to adjust because I didn't know Kyle that well, and I definitely didn't know none of the Pickers. You just don't get to know them, you know, in this business hardly. You don't get to be around, go fishing, and do all those things. So you have to adjust to all that. My first couple of sessions, I was really laid back and scared and whatever you want to call it, you know, just felt out of place, you know. And at my age, I don't like to adjust to things like that, but I said, well, I better do it, you know. So everything is really working out. Last couple of sessions are really doing good.
With his new producer and new contract with MCA Records and a lot of hard work finding songs, George Jones thinks he's got a chance at making a good record. But once it's on tape, it's out of his hands, and two other things have to happen. The DJs have to play it, and the fans have to buy it. While Jones is sweating it out in the studio, all over Nashville, the motels and t-shirt shops are filling up with fans from around the world. It's Fanfare Week. Every June, they take vacation time, load up their cars or RVs, and come to stand in line. It's a pilgrimage. If you thought of the Grand Ole Opry as a church, the stars would be the saints. Country music stars are known for making themselves accessible to the fans. They stay after their shows to sign autographs down at the front of the stage. They send Christmas cards and calendars to their fan club members. They talk about their families on stage and their personal relationships with the Lord. Closeness to fans is a duty and a tradition they take seriously. It comes from so many nights in small towns on the road.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This is the end of a three-hour line to meet a young singer named Lori Morgan. She's tiny with spiky blonde hair. And here's the routine. You hand her what you want her to sign.
Thank you.
Hi. Sherry, C-H-E-R-I.
She signs it and, up on one tippy-toe, puts her cheek next to yours, kicks up her other foot behind her.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've got a story to tell back home.
She waited for about 4.5 hours to get Clint Black.
In the rain.
And she waited about 2.5 hours to get Travis Tritt. And I waited about 3.5 hours to get Alan Jackson.
What did you say to him when you finally got up there?
I asked him to sign my shirt. And and I gave him a picture that I had made when he was in concert in Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And he took it. And he asked where we were from.
And then he signed your shirt.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
That was it.
George Jones says he'd be here if he wasn't in the studio this week. He knows it's the loyalty of the fans that has kept him selling records all these years. 37 years ago, George Jones recorded 5 tunes in one day in his hometown in Texas, and soon after, he painted in bold letters on the side of his car, George Jones, Star Day Recording Artist.
Well, I can meet you on the street, and I'll stop and talk to you. You can walk around the block, and I will walk around it too. We can sit down in the park, do some loving in the dark. But to me, you don't appeal, cause there ain't no money in this deal.
He was asked to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry after his first hit in 1955.
Tell me why, baby, you make me cry.
Ballads became the Jones trademark, and throughout the 60s, you could hear the honesty and purity of his voice strengthening.
Even a fool could see that you'll soon be leaving me. But each and every heart must share their turn for misery. This time it's me
In 1969, Jones married Tammy Wynette, who just had a monster hit with Stand By Your Man. Together, they were golden. They were called the President and First Lady. Tammy had really big hair. The most famous country music couple of all time didn't last 10 years.
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on.
After the divorce, George Jones was overwhelmed by drugs and alcohol. He got the nickname No Show Jones for canceling concerts, and people told outrageous and pathetic stories about his self-destructiveness and squandering of talent. Once he tried to shoot his best friend. But somehow he managed to keep recording, and in 1981, in terrible shape, his friends said cocaine was killing him. He made the biggest hit of his life. It's been called the best country music song ever.
Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
But that song was more than 10 years ago, and George Jones, now 60, with a new wife, a new record label and producer, a facelift, and his drinking under control, is trying to regain lost time.
Woman, sensuous woman, you can throw the world on the
In the studio, George and Kyle Lenny are listening through to a song they cut earlier in the day. Now they will redo the vocal parts, re-record the singing, to improve what they did during the tracking session in the morning.
Let's just go on 20 and stay on 22 for the backgrounds.
What they'll do is punch in at just the place where they want the new vocals re-recorded. Sometimes just the word they're looking to improve.
Let's back up and listen to this verse for a second. I think Night by Night, there's a little pitch problem on that. But let's listen to the whole verse.
Step by step, you taught me easy loving. Night by night, you caught me in your well. My self-control was all.
Let's just punch in Night by Night, you caught me.
Okay.
You hear anything else?
I know what you're hearing, but... this is on the first night.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep in your web?
Yeah, we can just punch in Night by Night, you caught me, and then get out.
Oh.
Huh?
They won't hear that in them beer joints.
Step by step, you taught me easy loving. Night by night, you caught me.
Out. One more time. Almost there.
Ooh, I thought that was on the moon.
Step by step. Easy loving.
night by night you caught me in the well.
We'll have to do the whole line. One more time.
Step by step, easy lover, night by night you caught me in your well.
Okay, it's getting worse. We just got to do it again, George.
What done wrong?
It just didn't as good as it was. We'll just have to do it once more. It didn't, you know, before you were doing it, you had like a night by night. There was a little bit more separation in those words.
Okay.
Here we go. One more time.
Step by step. Easy loving. Night by night. You caught me in your well.
Okay. That was pretty cool. Let's hear that back, and we'll roll on.
Step by step, you talk.
They find another spot further down in the song to fix, and as they proceed, it becomes clear that this is the test of their work together. They both have to do their best. Kyle has to listen and balance what he wants with what he thinks George can do. George isn't used to this much fixing. Kyle knows that. It's a delicate situation. George's wife, Nancy, leans forward as she listens.
Was the front of that just a little sharp?
Might have been.
It was damn close. Try it one more time. It just sounds a little sharp right at the front of the second line.
Or 19.
Almost. One more time. He hates me. I know he hates me. Managed to get you to sing it pretty right, but now it's like got no emotion. Sorry.
Well,
now he hates
me. I don't know what you mean.
Well, can you just do it one more time?
I can do it.
Okay, thanks. One more time.
Woman, said you love woman.
Thank you. You want to come and listen to it from the top?
That's it?
I think that's it.
I done figured out what it is. You don't want me to phrase like George Jones anymore. Oh, man.
In the end, this song is cut from the record. Kyle never really did like it very much. And it's not even easy for George Jones to sing like George Jones nowadays. It's hard to hit those high notes. And he says the songwriters just aren't writing his kind of songs.
Because I know what he's looking for. George is looking for that good, solid,
you know,
country ballad.
He stopped loving her today, and I can't stop loving you. And songs like that, they just don't write them no more. They just don't write them anymore like that. There's one here and there every now and then. And boy, you can listen to it, but you don't. You don't wreck the car, you know. You don't pull a car over the side and turn the radio up on many of them. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you know you heard a song.
But you know, let's do what you feel good about. That's what I want to do. If we get in there and we get the songs together on the album and have a sense that the album really does need something else, then we'll go cut another side and throw it on there.
Well, that's fine.
Like I said before, I'm not in any big hurry to do something that's not something you're proud of. So we've got a little bit of
time. Fine with me, we might as well do it right.
Yeah, definitely.
For months, the word has been out in Nashville. George Jones is looking for songs. For a songwriter, getting onto a George Jones record is a bases-loaded home run.
Little yellow post-it notes were stuck up everywhere. One was on the microwave and one on the Frigidaire. It said that I cried all night, but you weren't there to watch the teardrops fall. You couldn't get the picture, but you can read the writing on the wall.
This is Chuck Harder, and this is his song, If You Couldn't Get the Picture. Now it's on a George Jones record.
If I'm fortunate enough that George Jones put this song out as a single, and it's heard with the peers in Nashville, and it does, it opens up doors.
Is it going to be a big thrill for you when you hear this on the radio?
No. If I'm driving, I better be, like, you know, pulled over somewhere. Because 1980 is when I got serious about it. Serious about writing. And every year since then, I've been waiting. You know, if I hear George Jones singing my song on the radio, you know, it's just going to blow me out of the water. I know it will.
At the fairgrounds, the fans are still waiting, this time to see Garth Brooks, the best-selling male singer of any kind of music in the country. Young people like Brooks are bringing new listeners to country music, and they're buying records. This is going to make it tough for George Jones to get a hit. The older performers just don't get played on the radio as much, and George is worried about it.
I'm not saying there's not good songs out there. I'm saying they're songs that older artists and good singers, you know, could record right now and not get in the charts. But new artists, you know, they're on the new artist kick anyhow, and hell, anything they cut that's halfway decent, hell, just flies to number one. It's the damn truth.
There's a lot riding on this record. For Jones, it could make him the first country musician to have a hit in 5 different decades. MCA Records will spend $200,000 before it's all over. Kyle Lenning's name is on the record, and his reputation, not to mention that Jones has promised him a new car, a Lexus coupe, if the record sells more than 1 million copies. And if that happens, doors will open all over town for Chuck Harder, the songwriter. Nashville, Tennessee is indeed a town of dreams. I could be a star. Maybe I could work in a recording studio. Maybe just someday I could meet a star. But in the rain, in the parking lot of the George Jones gift shop, you realize reality is to be found simply in the music. It starts with the song and with the singer. And here, just 2 blocks from where George Jones is recording, fans are listening to another dreamer. His fans have come here to see George Jones, but he's postponed his autograph session to finish the album. If he had come, he'd be reassured about his place in the heavens. You know he's making a new album? Did you hear about that?
I heard about it.
Is that something you would look forward to? Do you buy his records?
Everyone that he's ever put out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have?
Oh, George's records. A couple hundred.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Everything George has ever done.
Well, he relates just to human being, you know, like me. I drink beer like he used to drink. I don't know if he still does or not, but his music is just for, I don't know, I just kind of call it my kind of folks, and that's the kind of person he is.
Where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
Stuck with him all the way. I was pulling for him 100%. You know, and I knew that all it would take would be a good woman to bring him out of his problems that he was having, and Nancy has certainly done it, and I admire her for that.
I'm amazed how well he has stood up through the years. And no matter what he's gone through with his problems, he always comes out on top. And just, it's hard to explain. He gets out there and he opens his mouth, and that does it.
Let me all that.
George Jones.